You're listening to SBS News.
At times during her incredible career as an Australian international netball player, Natalie Medhurst suffered from body image issues.
Obviously, being a female athlete, you are prodded and measured and weighed and all of those sorts of things. And a lot of the time, there's not a lot of context around it either, in terms of what it actually all means and all the, you know, figures. I think it's just very easy to jump on scales and you just see a number and go off that.
She says she felt her worth as an athlete was based purely on how she was performing in the gym and on the court. It wasn't until towards the end of her career, when she started thinking about having a baby, that she began to fully understand the toll it had taken on her.
I played for 17 years and not once was there a single conversation with me had around my menstrual cycle, around my fertility or anything, yet every other conversation about, you know, what my limbs were doing, how they could move, what my flexibility was like, what my joints were like. And obviously, yeah, your performance were always critiqued and looked over. But what we were doing day in, day out was just having a huge impact on our well-being and health as a female. And it was never, ever discussed.
The experiences of Natalie and others like her is one of the main drivers behind the Australian Institute of Sport's Female Performance and Health Initiative. It was launched in 2019 to raise awareness about health and wellbeing issues that impact female athletes. Dr. Rachel Harris is the initiative's project lead and chief medical officer of Paralympics Australia.
Traditionally, research has been very male-dominated. A recent survey came out to say that 6% of health science, health performance research is done on female athletes. So it's pretty shocking that, a cohort that takes up 50% of our elite athlete group, you know, just doesn't have the research in that space.
The AIS partnered with specialist medical practitioners, high-performance athletes and coaches to design a series of online education modules for sportswomen and those who support them. The first, which launched last April, focuses on issues around menstruation, puberty, and contraception. The second, which was released last week, explores bone, pelvic, and breast health, body image, nutrition, and low energy availability.
We know that there are so many things that interact, but for females, our hormones such as estrogen and progesterone actually have a really big impact on a number of different things. In terms of our anatomy, you know, our pelvic floor, our breasts certainly changes to those over an athlete's cycle can impact both their health and performance.
Dr. Harris says they've received praise for the modules from community sporting groups in Australia right up to high-level international organisations. She says it shows there's a real hunger to normalise conversations about women's health.
For so long, female athlete considerations had really been swept under the carpet. They were taboo subjects that nobody wanted to talk about, so people just put up with issues. Or if, you know, some of our athletes complained or wanted to talk to their coaches about, things that weren't quite right, talk to their support staff about things that weren't quite right, they didn't feel comfortable about it.
Matty Clements is acting CEO of the AIS. She says while the AIS is intent on being a world leader in supporting female athlete health and performance, she acknowledges there's still a long way to go.
We need to get better at understanding how we can improve the experience of our high-performance athletes during and post-pregnancy. How can we get our female athletes back in the pool, back on the track after having children? It shouldn't be that once you've had a child, that means you don't return to elite sport.
She says she hopes the combination of the education modules and funding programs, such as Accelerate and Women Leaders in Sport, will ensure Australian female athletes have access to as many opportunities throughout their careers as their male counterparts.
I'm quietly confident that this could lead to some more medals. But look, at Tokyo Games, out of the 17 gold medals, 10 were won by women. It's huge. Our female athletes are hugely successful, and I really look forward to seeing what can happen at the Winter Games that are just around the corner.
And while the Female Performance and Health Initiative's work is aimed at professional sports people, Dr. Rachel Harris says it should empower all women.
We know that if we are providing this information out there, free, online, open access, that other people apart from our high-performance athletes will access it. And really it's a great way of pressing forward and ensuring that females in general are improving their health literacy across the population.
Amy Hall, SBS News.